And Diana has been in the medical field for a lot of years now. She graduated from the University of Alberta Medical School and had a family practice in Regina. But she may not, you may not guess this, but Diana is married with 7 children. So needless to say, she did not have time for her practice. So she's retired from traditional medicine, but instead she's expanded her knowledge and career to be more directly involved helping women have a healthier life and lose weight. Her message today is that of get healthy first, and it resonates well with her clients. In the maze of weight loss diet systems, her message stands unique in giving you the tools and education you need to not just lose the weight, but keep it off permanently. So please welcome Dr. Diana Galbraith speaking on First Get Healthy.
Thank you, Viola, for that very kind introduction. And I also want to thank Pauline. I'm so glad you made it and for giving me the opportunity to come and speak to you women. And Doug left the room, but I did want to thank Doug, even though he's already been thanked, because he does an excellent job of showing us how a healthy and nutritious lunch can also be very good tasting. So I hope you enjoy your lunch. I want to also thank everyone for coming, and it's great to be here. Today I'm going to be talking to you about why diets don't work, and I specifically chose that topic because I want you to understand that diets are not the solution and they can actually often make things worse. And the goal of my talk today is that, first of all, you understand why that is, and second of all, that you'll know that there's a better way of looking at things and doing things. And the third thing is I want you to walk away with at least one strategy that you can implement today that'll make a difference for your health in the long run. So would it be all right if I told you a little bit about myself so that you can know who I am and why you should listen to me? Thank you. As you heard, I'm a retired physician, a solopreneur of my own company, First Get Healthy, mother of 7 and grandmother of 1. But it hasn't been always this way. And I grew up in a household where being overweight was really looked down upon. And my mother, having had multiple children, struggled with her own weight. And so as a somewhat overweight child, I was encouraged to go along with her on multiple diets, from the grapefruit diet to the 20 sit-ups a day. I mean, we did it all. And about the time I reached high school, I discovered 2 things. I discovered carrots and I discovered running. And as a young person, that actually worked. I could run off all my extra calories and eat carrots till I actually turned orange to quench my appetite. Now, I don't recommend that, but it worked. I also, at that time, discovered that I really had a passion for helping people live healthier lives. And so, because of that, I decided to go into medicine, thinking that that was the answer. Well, medicine is great at teaching you how to treat diseases, but it's not always so good at teaching about preventative health. And particularly as a medical student, a resident, a young doctor, it can be really, really detrimental on your own health. And so between the sleepless nights, the poor diet, lack of sleep, inability to exercise, my own health really started to deteriorate. And also the stress. Our stress levels were extremely high and reached the point where actually I was on the verge of an ulcer. And so I had to take a look at my own life at that time, and I went, you know what, this just isn't worth it. I've got to look after my own health first. And so I took a step away from medicine and jumped into another pot. And at that time, my husband and I decided to start our family. And not being one to do things on a small scale, I went on to have 7 children. And yes, 1 man, 1 woman. Yes, they're all ours. People always ask. Anyways, with each pregnancy, I gained a little bit more weight and I lost a little more energy. And I also was struggling a lot with allergies. And about the time my youngest was out of diapers, my energy was really, really low. I was getting colds and flus, and they were lasting for a long time. And on top of all that, actually, my oldest daughter developed a very serious illness at that time. And so this really caused me to take a step back and question what we were doing as a family for our own health, and started me on a real journey of researching and finding out what it took to have good health. And I learned that actually a lot of what we'd learned in medical school was outdated, or sometimes it wasn't even true. But my family and I, we went on to start some healthy lifestyle changes, and over actually just a period of a few months, our health really improved. My health really improved. My energy went up. I lost weight over time, and so because this was happening, friends were asking, so I started telling my friends, you know, what I was doing, what was different, what I realized actually was I really loved doing that, and it reignited this passion that I'd had from when I was in high school of really wanting to help people with their health, and so that's why I started First Get Healthy. So anyways, that's enough about me. Let's get on to why diets don't work. So first of all, I'm going to give you a definition of dieting because it can mean different things to different people. So in the context of my talk, to diet is to restrict oneself to small amounts of food, sometimes specific foods, for a very specific time period in order to lose weight. And I mean, as you all know from shows, The Greatest Loser, et cetera, often the focus really is on how fast can you lose that weight, and all the accolades and reinforcement is given for losing weight quickly. So anyways, the number one reason that diets don't work, or the first reason I'm going to give you, is that they're a short-term solution to a long-term problem. Now, I told you diets don't work, but actually often they do work. And especially the first few times, you can lose weight. It's true. It gets harder and harder, but you can lose weight. The catch is it can be extremely difficult to keep that weight off. And the statistics are that 98% of women who go on a diet will gain it all back, and often more, within 2 years.
Wow.
So I don't know if you know this, but the stats also are that the more diets you've been on, the more likely you are to be overweight. And the younger you are when you start dieting, the more likely you are to be overweight. So just as an aside, if you have any teenage daughters, I don't encourage them to diet. It is not the answer. Get them eating a healthy diet, get them being active. Don't encourage them to go on a diet. So the other issue with it being a short-term solution is that often diets are not set up to be healthy. And so not to pick on one diet or another, but often they're very focused on low calories and either high protein, low fat. I mean, there's a whole mix of them all. You can develop multiple different health issues from going on a diet. Sometimes it might be joint issues, can be digestive issues, even depression actually from a high protein diet, because if you're not getting enough carbohydrates, you won't be able to produce enough serotonin, which is your happy hormone. So, eating disorders can come from too much dieting. So not only is it difficult to keep it off, but you're inclined to develop health issues. So the solution, rather than dieting, is to make small, healthy lifestyle changes that you can live with for the lifelong. So what I tell my clients is, don't give up chocolate chip cookies if you're never, ever, ever going to eat another chocolate chip cookie. Learn how to eat them and enjoy them so you don't have to eat the whole bag. So it's making small changes. And my hectic businesswoman tip for you today is to find one or two ways that you can be more active in your day, and just commit to that for 90 days and make that and try and make that a lifelong habit. Reason number two is that diets treat everyone exactly the same. They're like cookie cutter operations. And so most of them also, what they focus on, as you know, is calories. Eat less food, eat less calories, and exercise more, or a combination of the above. And by the way, it's not that those don't play a role. Obviously, being active and how many calories you eat does play a role in how much you weigh, but it's not the whole picture. And sometimes there can actually be something else that's even a bigger part of the picture. And so I want to exemplify this by telling you about a story about a client by the name of B. Now, when B came to me, her weakness was popcorn. And she told me, you know, I can eat healthy breakfast, or what she thought was a healthy breakfast, eat lunch, light lunch, and go all day, and then, you know, supper while I'm starting to get hungry, and then evening, and she'd get these cravings for popcorn, and then she'd start eating popcorn, and she couldn't stop eating popcorn. And so what I did with B is we took a step back and we looked and I went, okay, there's two things here. First of all, when you're craving these foods, you're actually craving foods that are spiking your blood sugar. So this is an insulin problem. When you eat foods that spike your blood sugar, what happens is your body actually overreacts with insulin, makes your insulin go too high, which causes your blood sugar to crash too low. Now, when you have a low blood sugar, your body can tolerate high blood sugar for a short period, you'll still develop health issues, but it's not an emergency. Low blood sugar is, and it's like sending off sirens in your body, and it's like trying to hold your breath. When your blood sugar is down here, your body is going to make you eat. So getting her off this roller coaster of blood sugars going up and down was the first thing we did. Second thing was, I actually got her eating more, because she wasn't eating enough early in the day. And when you don't eat properly early in the day, this sets up something with you, a hormone called cortisol. Now, cortisol is a very important hormone, and you need it. But if you don't eat enough through the day, it starts to rise slowly. It's a survival hormone, and it rises slowly if you don't get enough to eat. It thinks you're in a famine, actually. And what cortisol tells your body is it tells you, eat more, and put all that fat around here because we want to protect your organs. It doesn't know, your body doesn't know that maybe you're carrying enough already. That's what it's going to do. So we got her eating a healthier breakfast, got her eating, and for B, her energy levels came back. She did start to lose weight, and it just really, really felt better, started sleeping better. So the solution, rather than dieting, is to discover your own health issues, whether that's stress, lack of, you know, it can be stress, it can be how you're eating, it can be the timing of your eating, it can be lack of sleep. There's many, many factors. And my hectic businesswoman's tip is to always eat a low glycemic breakfast, one that doesn't spike your blood sugar. That's really, really an important key. And if you find breakfast really hard to eat and you're short on time, you can ask me later, but I have a healthy breakfast shake that I recommend. Okay. Reason number three is that diets, and actually, in all honesty, I think even though the first two are very important, this is the most important. And that's that diets reinforce the wrong attitude. They reinforce the wrong attitude about food and about your body. And first, I'm going to address food. And way too often, diets either make food the enemy, I've got to avoid that, I can't eat that, you know, that's not on my list, whatever. It becomes an enemy. Or it becomes a master and you're the slave. And it's like, and this is where women get into this binging, deprive themselves, then binge, then deprive themselves, then binge. And it's like food becomes your master. And I really try and teach my clients to make food their friend. And you can have a healthy relationship with a friend and you have boundaries, but you can still enjoy it. And so if you can think of food as a friend, and I'm going to tell you a story about one of my clients, my name is Diane. And when Diane came to me, she was a binger, a deprived, you know, one of these deprived binge. Anyways, she had a weakness for ice cream. And what she would tell me is, you know, I'll see the ice cream and I'll go, no, I can't eat that, I can't eat that. And I want it, I can't eat it. Oh, no, I want it, I can't eat it. And she'd build up this tension and frustration in her head until she'd reach a point where it's like, okay, I'm going to have that ice cream. Huge bowl of ice cream, gobble it as fast as she could. And then, of course, what's next? Well, that and the guilt. She'd feel guilty, and then she'd go on this deprivation. So I said, okay, take a step back. And first thing is, I don't want you to deprive yourself anymore. I want you to have ice cream when you want ice cream. But I want you to eat it. This is how I want you to eat it. First of all, start with a very small bowl. Because just start. You can have more after, but start with a small bowl. And I want you to eat that ice cream. I told her, you have to eat that ice cream as slowly as you can. You have to taste every bite and notice every bite. No guilt. I want you to truly enjoy it. Now, the interesting thing is when she did that, two things happened. First of all, she realized she didn't need as much as she thought she did. She had a few bites, and she went, you know what? I'm actually satisfied with a few bites. And the second thing that happened was, and dependent on the food, because there was other foods, but sometimes what she realized was the food actually wasn't as good tasting as she thought it was, and it wasn't really what she was craving. And so that's the getting the right attitude with food. In regards to your body, I really like to ask women, why are you dieting? Why do you want to lose weight? And way too often the answer is, well, I'm overweight. I feel fat. My doctor says that I'm at risk for health. I want to look good in these clothes, and I don't feel like I look good. It's all these negative messages that women feed themselves. And, you know, we were talking, a group of us were talking at the very beginning, and, you know, with Photoshop, Cindy Crawford said, I want to look as good as Cindy Crawford does, because Cindy Crawford does not look like Cindy Crawford. So we've got this idea of what we're supposed to look like, and yet we don't. And it's really, again, it's taking a step back. And what I like to encourage my clients to do is to actually want to do what they do for the sake of their body, to care for their body, to love their body. So the first thing is to realize what amazing body that they have and what it's all done for them, and to be thankful for that. And the second step really is, and I believe whether a woman's perfect weight or 100 pounds overweight, all of us have inherent beauty. And so if you can start to see the beauty in yourself and then want to be the best you can be because of caring for your body and loving for your body. So I want to leave you with a challenge. And my challenge for you is to find one or two things in my talk here that I gave today that you can make a change today. And, you know, that might be finding out about what foods spike your blood sugar. It might be deciding to be more active. It might be changing your attitude. But find one or two things and then do that for 90 days, whatever it is, and make that a habit, a lifelong habit, because that's really what's going to make a difference for your health in the long term. So I have some time for questions at the end, and I do have a flyer here, or a handout, sorry. Do you want to pass that out?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So you can have, that's basically the gist of my talk. On the back there, you don't have to look at it right now, but on the back is a promotion for one of my programs for PBW Women. And also, I invite you, I'm speaking two other times. One is on CFAX at 11:30 on Saturday, and the other is next Wednesday evening through Sydney Meetup. And actually, that'll be my prize, two tickets to that. But it's going into what I talked about, but a lot more extensively and covering a lot more areas. So you're all welcome to come to that. The information's on that. And in terms of freebies, I have a newsletter on my website. And so any questions? And I will stick around at the end if your questions don't get answered. What's that? You know, breakfast is, I think, in all honesty, one of the most challenging meals. And really what you want to have for breakfast is healthy protein, healthy fat, fiber, and a little bit of healthy carbs. But the problem is most of our breakfast foods, whether it's cereal, whether it's toast, I would say that 95% of the breakfast foods out there are foods that, exactly what I talked about, spike your blood sugar. And so when you eat toast and coffee, or you have a bagel for breakfast, what you're doing is you're setting that course of spiking your blood sugar, and it's crashing later on halfway through the morning, and that's when you're craving and wanting more of those comfort foods. So I like the breakfast shake. I really do. A healthy protein shake, because it's quick and easy. Other options are a healthy omelet. Eggs are not as bad as they've gotten the rap, especially if you get the free-range ones that are the omega-3s. And, leftovers, doesn't have to be breakfast food. But for myself, I have a shake every morning, because that's what I find I just feel the best on, and it keeps me full and going, and it's quick and easy.
Well, I can give a suggestion. medicine that I discovered on this journey, and that is quinoa. Cooked quinoa with a little almond milk and maybe some cranberries or whatever warm will stand you in good stead right to lunchtime.
I would, that's good. I would add maybe some ground nuts because, again, it's quinoa does have protein, but I always like a little bit more, and also the healthy fats. Just a little aside here, a lot of dieting in the past has been really focused on avoiding fats because fats are what you make you fat. The truth is you need healthy fats to lose weight. You need healthy fats to have a healthy weight, and fats are what are going to keep you feeling full. And so you really actually don't want to avoid fats either.
I just wanted to share something that worked for me. I lost the 2 pounds of going by the Zone Made Easy, and it's really based on all really healthy eating. And my favorite breakfast, which is nice and easy, was oatmeal with 1/3 cup of cottage cheese. And then you can sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar and the nuts, and so you get your protein. And I find that lasts me till lunchtime.
Was it the slow cooked oats?
Slow cooked. Yeah. Well, the 3 minutes.
Actually, I would caution you against oatmeal because oatmeal actually is a food that spikes your blood sugar. A quinoa porridge, a oat bran porridge, that Sunny Boy porridge, those are ones that won't spike your blood sugar. But the quick cook oatmeals, unless it's the oatmeal that cooks for 30 minutes, it's one that actually spikes your blood sugar.
The no protein diet, and you never knew. And it was really hard living with a mom who was happy and really grumpy because she was always spiking and depriving herself. And she's turned 72, and she said if she knew what she knew about dieting then, she would never have done it. So, and now she has 72. She's trying to find food that is healthy and making better body choices. And she feels so much better and healthier, and she's a much happier person. And it was for a daughter growing up with that, I chose the opposite. I refuse to do diets, and I just try and figure out what works for me. And it's just really neat that you said that about the grapefruit diet, and we have to do that. That's what I grew up with, and it was hard. And I was a daughter who we have to follow along with that.
You know, as women, we put such we put such high standards on ourselves. And I saw a cartoon. This was actually a few years ago. It just made me laugh. It's kind of sad and true. But it's a picture. There's two pictures. First of all, there's a picture of a man, and he's quite overweight, and he's looking in the mirror, and he says. But the picture in the mirror is actually this really good-looking man, and he's standing there going, oh, don't I look so good? And then the second picture is a picture of a perfectly, perfectly formed woman looking in the mirror, but she's seeing a rounder woman, and she's saying, oh, look at, I'm getting some fat here. And it's so true that as women, it's not the men that are as fussy as we are and hard on ourselves. So I really... If I can leave you with one thing, it's just really be kind to yourself. You know, we don't have to all look like Twiggy. In fact, that's not. In fact, that's often not healthy. So, any more questions?
What I find very disconcerting is not only are we hard on ourselves, but we are hard on other women.
Yeah,
we're often the most critical of looking at. She shouldn't be wearing that. She is, or whatever.
Yeah.
And men aren't about that at all.
No.
So we're our own worst enemies.
It's true. Very, very true. Yeah.
Diana, did you
want to
mention?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I alluded to it very briefly, but next Wednesday evening I am speaking on 10 common mistakes businesswomen make to mess up their health. And I'll be going more into sleep and stress and a lot of topics. I only had a short bit to talk today, so I couldn't cover all I wanted to. I'll get to cover a lot more next Wednesday night. So you're all welcome. Please, there's flyers there. And Nicole is actually the contact person for registration for that. So, and I have two free tickets I'm giving away as well for that.
So, thank you so much, Diana.